For many environmentalists, the polar bear has become a symbol of concern over global warming. Field studies and satellite images from 1979 to 2007 document a steady decline of Arctic ice. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Dirk Kempthorne.
Because polar bears are vulnerable to this loss of habitat, they are, in my judgment, likely to become endangered in the foreseeable future. In this case, 45 years.
The government reports last year the amount of sea ice in the Arctic fell to the lowest level ever recorded by satellite. Environmental scientist Cynthia Rosenzweig.
The polar bears need the sea ice to be able to get the food from the water. And therefore, both the cubs and the moms and dads don't have the accessibility to their food supply.
Environmental groups requested the threatened designation for polar bears 3 years ago. They claim the government delayed a decision to avoid addressing global warming. Kempthorne says the announcement is based on science and it should not open the door to regulating emissions.
I want to make clear that this listing will not stop global climate change or prevent any sea ice from melting.
The environmental group Greenpeace accuses the administration of attempting to reduce protection of the Arctic habitat. While the population of polar bears has grown to an estimated 25,000 in 40 years, government scientists now say global warming could result in the bear becoming an endangered species within 30 years. Paul Sisko, VOA News.